And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard starting off the program tonight was something from PAX, and that's a group or a project out of Toronto. And you heard a track called I Know, I Know, and you can check this out at paxtheband.bandcamp.com. And it's a solo project, and I do believe it's the work of an artist named Madeline Link. And once again, that's PAX. And I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And everyone's doing pretty good. And got a pretty wide variety of music coming up for you. Going to start off, it's kind of a more pop-oriented set. Getting a little bit of kind of punk and post-punk stuff for the first little while. And then later on in the last hour, we're going to hear a lot of electronic and experimental, industrial, and all kinds of different stuff. So pretty wide variety on this very nice September 30th, Orange Shirt Day, as well as National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. So I hope everyone had a really great day and kind of thought about our history with Indigenous people. And it was really great to see a lot of orange shirts out there, including myself. And we're going to start off the program tonight with something from a project called The Living Hour. And this is one that's, I think, is this one's doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. And I think it did get a review in Pitchfork, although it wasn't like a super glowing review, but it was a review nonetheless of a Canadian band. And this is a group out of Winnipeg making some, I think, really kind of great, kind of sad pop music. And we're going to hear a track from The Living Hour, something called Middle Name is what you're going to hear. And the album is called Someday Is Today. And then after that, we're going to hear, let me see what I have queued up. We're going to hear something from a really interesting project called More Ease. And this is a solo artist out of Austin, Texas. And I do believe the new album, I think I've played More Ease before, but it was a while ago, and there's a new release that was just put out, and we're going to hear from that. And once again, that's More Ease, and they're out of Austin, Texas, making some really interesting kind of a glitchy experimental pop, somewhat along the lines of GFOTY, although not as quite upbeat. But the album is called The Joker, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called A Chat featuring Spivak. And yeah, so then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Living Hour and a track called Middle Name.
Where your thumbs Is it all that you wanted? Your hair blown in the cold breeze. Secrets within the trees that are not revealed to you. You're frightened of your nature. And promises they escape you.
British folk rock band Bear's Den will be performing live in Vancouver with special guest Izzy Heltai at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st. Their album Blue Hours pairs the duo's intricate songwriting with a spacious sonic palette inspired by 80s soft rock and big pop songs. To see Bear's Den at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st, get tickets at admitone.com.
Listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
From Austin, Texas. That was something from More Ease and a track called A Chat featuring Spivak. It's off a new release called The Joker. And that's the work of Mari Maurice, who's known as More Ease, and it's a solo project. And this new album was just put out on a label called Ecstatic Records. And I did play More Ease, I think, few months ago. There was another release that came out in 2022 called Wonderick. This one came out on a different label called O Sounds Record. Really interesting, kind of experimental pop, pretty colorful. does have a bit of kind of GFOTY sounds, but it's definitely not as upbeat and fast, but it's really interesting experimental pop music from More Ease. Before that, you heard something from Living Hour with a track called Middle Name off the album called Someday Is Today, and that's a group out of Winnipeg, and it's a new release that came out just a few months ago on the K9 label, and this one is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts, so a lot of stations like CITR are playing this album, and CITR also submits charts to earshot-online.com. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and up next, we're going to hear something from the always great Arbutus Records out of Montreal, and their 100th album is a really interesting release called the ABT 100, the Arbutus Record, and it's a lot of the Arbutus artists doing covers of different Arbutus artists. So, for example, what you can hear is a track by Blue Hawaii doing a cover of Tops, and you can check this out at arbutusrecords.bandcamp.com. And after Blue Hawaii, whom I missed a few months ago, there was a show, but just wasn't on top of show listings, and so I ended up missing it. I was very, very bummed out. But anyways, after Blue Hawaii, we're going to hear something from local artist Jack J, who is a member of the group called Pender Street Steppers. The new release out is called Opening the Door, and we're going to hear the track called The Only Way. Check this out at jackj.bandcamp.com. It's a really interesting experimental kind of dub by electronic rock and experimental stuff. But anyways, this one is also doing pretty good on the charts. I think it was on the CITR charts recently. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 1.9 FM. This is from Blue Hawaii with a track called Further, which is a cover of the band Tops.
It's all over now. I was hypnotized by why we could not kill the light. Used to think that I was in the right. Now I know I'm wrong. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you want. Is it time to start again? Was I meant to stay? Silent tears that cry, there's nothing left to say. Used to think that I was in the way, now I know my place. Getting further away, don't remember my name. Getting further away. Is it time to start again? Thank you.
Was something from local artist Jack J with a track called The Only Way, taken from the Opening the Door release. And prior to that, you heard something from Blue Hawaii with a really great cover of a Tops song called Further, and that's off the Arbutus 100 release called The Arbutus Record, which features all Arbutus Records artists covering each other, and that's a label based out of Montreal, Quebec. And they're a really, really great label. Grimes put out some early releases on there, as well as other great artists like Sean Nicholas Savage, all kinds of different other really great stuff. Check it out at arbutusrecords.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to get into kind of a punk-oriented, a little bit kind of post-punkish set. And we're going to hear a really interesting release from a project in the early 80s, a punk group called Dominant Patry. And they have some comparable sounds to Crass, and you'll notice it in the track right away. But this is a group out of Luton, near Bedfordshire, and this was a release that came out in 1983. Like I said, it's called Heroes Glory. We're going to hear a track called Experiment, and once again, that's Dominant Patry, and this one is being reissued on a label called Demo Tapes. After Dominant Patry, we're going to hear something from a group called Doc Flippers, who is based out of Leipzig, Germany, and they release out called Human Pork. We're going to hear a track called Everything is Terrible, and once again, that's a group called Doc Flippers, and I think this album just came out a few months ago, but it came out on a label called Sophomore Lounge. And after the German punk group called Doc Flippers, we're going to hear an older Canadian kind of post-hardcore-ish group out of Eastern Canada. They're called the Sour Keys, and they're based out of Waterloo. And we're going to hear a self-titled release that came out all the way back in, I think, 2004, a track called Demon or Deity. And Sour Keys are kind of a post-hardcore-ish, kind of a mathy, jarring sound. And I think they put out about three releases, and I think they broke up after that. I'm not sure what the other members are doing, if they're in new projects. But anyways, that's an older Canadian post-punk hardcore band called the Sour Keys. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, all the way from 1983, this is a group called Dominant Patry. This track is called Experiment.
An experiment took place. A star-spangled boot kicked a helpless ocean face. That was just the start. This is just the end. The pattern faced it blistered. Damage would not mend. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
Shepherd as shepherd or a sheep. I am not a preacher nor a prey. I am that thorn that keeps digging in your head. I am not a demon or deity. I am not as shepherd or a sheep. I am not a preacher nor a prey. I am that thorn that keeps digging in your head.
digging in your head.
And we're back. That was a group called The Sour Keys and a track called Demon or Deity. It's off a self-titled release that came out in 2004, and they were based out of Waterloo, Ontario. And they really had that kind of early 2000s post-hardcore sound, sort of reminiscent of a lot of the Discord records, bands, maybe comparable to Q and Not You and that nature. But you can check them out at thesourkeys.bandcamp.com. I think they have a few of their releases up, and I think they even remastered some stuff in 2015. But anyways, before that, you heard a German punk band called Doc Flippers with a track called Everything is Terrible off a release called Human Pork. Check it out at docflippers.bandcamp.com. Really interesting kind of punk post-punk sounding stuff, and once again, that's Doc Flippers. And before that, you heard a really interesting short-lived release from a group called Dominant Patry, and I think they're a really short-lived group. Like I said, according to their bio, it says they played like less than 15 gigs. They formed in 1982, and I think they only went to record a few demos and stuff, but they're released in a album called Heroes Glory, and it's put out on the Demo Tapes label out of London, UK. Check it out at demotapesrecords.bandcamp.com. And Dominant Patry really had that kind of anarcho-punk sound similar to Crass. Really interesting stuff. I never heard of it until very recently when I was checking out some new releases that came out this week. But before that, you heard me talking. Yeah, there was only three artists in that set. You tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to make a left turn and focus on a lot of electronic stuff in this next set, and we're going to hear something from the Lustwerk music label out of New York, and a interesting release known as, simply just called 420, and it's a self-titled release, and you're going to hear a track called Untitled 3. They're all just untitled tracks, but you can check this out at lustworkmusic.bandcamp.com. And then after 420, we're going to hear something from Ben Clock and Fatty Mohem on the Clockworks label, and a release out called Clockworks 34. I do believe they're just all named after releases on this label. You're going to hear a track called Gateway, kind of more acid-oriented techno, but it's really, really great stuff. And once again, that's Ben Clock and Fatty Mohem on the Clockworks label. At the end of the set, we're going to hear something from an artist named Marcus Paulson with a track called Sleaze Street on a release called Brutal North, also kind of an acid-oriented track. And this was just recently put out on the Moss Recordings label. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something off the Clockworks record label, and that's, if you're spelling it, that's Clockworks with a K, and you can check it out at benclockfattymohem.bandcamp.com. But anyways, this track is called Gateway.
want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get involved.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and that was a kind of an extended set. The track you most recently heard was Marcus Paulson with a track called Sleaze Street off the Brutal North EP. And that's some acid techno that was just put out on a label called Moss Recordings. And before Marcus Paulson, you heard something from 420 with a track called 420 off the the track was called Untitled 3 and the album is called 420. So yeah, this group is just called 420. Kind of hard to Google, but they're on a label called Lustwork Music out of New York, and you can check it out at lustworkmusic.bandcamp.com. And at the top of the set was something from the Clockworks record label, and you heard something from Ben Clock and Fatty Mohim, very thumper acid track called Gateway is what you heard. And once again, that's Ben Clock and Fatty Mohim, a couple of electronic artists out of Berlin, Germany, as far as I know. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. Like I said, we're going to keep going with some more electronic music, and we're going to hear more kind of a, I guess, industrial electronic-oriented set. We're going to hear a group that's called Distraction Forever, and it's a Canadian group. I do believe they're out of Eastern Canada. I think they're from Montreal, actually. Anyways, Distraction Forever have a release out called Please Don't Think About Tomorrow. Has a really interesting cover. It looks like kind of a couple of goth people on the front, and it looks kind of like a 90s new metal style artwork. But anyways, from Distraction Forever, you're going to hear a track called Bank Account. And then after that, we're going to hear kind of a darker, kind of haunting, sinister electronic music from Ideal Recordings. They're a group called Taut Onyx. Interesting project. The album is called Seno Eye, and we're going to hear a track called Maggots. And this is a Tokyo-based duo. And let me see. And once again, that's on Ideal Recordings. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track called Bank Account by Distraction Forever. We'll be right back. That was a new release from Ideal Recordings, a label out of Portugal. The latest is a project called Taut Onyx, and the track you heard is something called Maggots, and the album is called Seno Eye. Very dark and haunting experimental ambient and industrial music, which is the work of Tommy Tokyo, and I guess it's a solo debut, or yeah, it's a solo release, but there were... Tommy Tokyo is a member of a duo called A, simply just called A, and that's a mistake I confusingly made before, but this is a solo project. Before that, you heard kind of a synthy pop industrial sounding group from Montreal, simply called Distraction Forever. You heard a track called Bank Account off the album called Please Don't Think About It Tomorrow, and you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be on air for about another, 20 minutes. So I'm going to try to cram in as much music as I can in this next set. And we're going to hear some pretty heavy kind of acid techno in this next set. It's called NPLGNN, and it's a group out on the Youth label. Actually, it's a solo artist out of Naples. And the label is Youth Records, and you can check this out. Let me see what their Bandcamp is. I can't remember if it's it's kind of hard to find. But anyways, the record label is the Youth Label, and it's out of Manchester, UK. You can check it out at theyouthlabel.bandcamp.com. And from NPLGNN, you can hear a track called Hazy Pit off a release called Hazy Pit, backed with In a Danza. It's just a two-track release. Pretty heavy stuff. More kind of acid, grime, electronic music, and a little bit of kind of breakcore in there. So after NPLGNN, we're going to hear some more kind of a lighter electronic music, more kind of colorful sounding stuff from an artist named Dialect. A release called Advanced Myth is being reissued on the New York or the Brooklyn label called Revenge International. And Advanced Myth, I think originally came out in 2012. Let me see. Actually, no, it came out in 2015. So Revenge International is reissuing Dialect's Advanced Myth album. We're going to hear a track called The Universe, very kind of light, colorful, minimalist electronic track. But first, right here is some pretty heavy stuff from the Youth label and a track from NPLGNN. This track is called Hazy Pit. We'll be right back.
The Vancouver Outsider Arts Festival returns October 14 to 16 for 3 days of live performances, artwork, and workshops at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center. CITR is thrilled to be a presenting partner and will be broadcasting live on location on October 14th from noon to 3 p.m. to kick things off. Admission is free and all are welcome. For complete festival details, head over to the Community Arts Council of Vancouver's website, www.cacv.ca.
This is a journey into sound.
Gotta have house music.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
You in my heart now, my life.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang. A...
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
And that was something from a new release from Dialect, and the album's called Van Smith, and you have the track called The Universe, and that's being reissued on Revenge International, and originally came out in 2015, and like I said, it's being reissued. And if you're not familiar, Dialect is the work of Andrew P.M. Hunt. Before that, you heard the track from NPL GNN called Hazy Pit, and this one was put out on the Youth label. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And I think I'm going to close off with these last two tracks, and I should bring you to the 9 o'clock mark. And I'm going to leave you with something from a label called Truel, and a release from Al Wooten. The album is called Forest Trilogy, and you're going to hear a track called Bacata. And this is on kind of like a dub electronic music with some kind of heavy bass. And once again, that's Al Wooten, and it's out on the Truel label. Let me see, quite a long album. I think there's about 12 tracks, and they all clock in at around 5 to 6 minutes. So yeah, we're gonna hear a track called Bacata after Al Wooten. We're gonna hear something from DJ Swisha and a single out called Freak Body. We're gonna hear the original version. There's also a dub mixed version that just came out, and this is out on his own label called DJ Swisha Records. And he's based out of New York and making some pretty interesting jungle footwork type music. And once again, that's DJ Swisha. So thanks for tuning in this week. And if you missed anything I said, you can always head to CITR.ca and go to the shows and check out the podcasts. And you can get a playlist, and you can add the RSS feed to your favorite podcast device. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Al Wooten. This track is called Bacata.
and push your leg up.
Like this.
Go ahead, girl, and push your leg up.
Leg up.
Go ahead, girl, and push your leg up.
Like this.
Go ahead, girl, and push your leg up.
Leg up.
Go ahead, girl, and push your leg up.
Like this.
Go ahead, girl, and push your leg up.
Leg up.
Go ahead, girl, and push your leg up.
Like this.